Get your pencils and scorecards ready, everybody. Good morning to you, or afternoon, or evening, or wherever you may be listening to this. Worldwide on the internet at RadioBaker.com, KFLN, KJJM. It's a talk around town presented by the Bank of Baker.
This is going to psych people out because you're not here.
No.
Really, this is just a figment of their, not imagination, but of their, well, yeah. They're hearing, hearing sounds.
I am still here.
You
I'm still
are
here doing things.
Literally, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I'm still alive. I'm still doing things.
I saw you walk in. So yeah, that's a good thing.
All right. It's our community events program, Carol.
Is.
And that's what we're here to talk about.
We
community
are.
And events.
Okay, so I have both of those.
Oh, nice.
Events and community.
Okay.
Or vice versa. So Amita meets tonight.
Uh-huh.
And it's their monthly meeting, and it's at 6:30 p.m. at the Smart Office. It's open to the public, so come and be our guests.
Yes, you are welcome.
Yes.
Important stuff to talk about.
Yes. And then the BEA, which is the Baker Education Association, will be hosting a school board candidate forum on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. in the Longfellow Gymnasium. The BEA wants to invite the public to come and meet our local school board candidates.
Do you know any of the candidates?
I do.
Well.
But I don't want to name them because I might not name them all. Then what?
That's why people have to go to the forum. Because I was going to say, I don't know. My thought was about, I don't know any of the candidates.
I did read who's all running.
I don't know the candidates, so that's why I need to go to the forum.
Yeah, you do. Even if you do know them, you need to go.
So I can meet them better.
Because they better meet them better. Oh, okay. I think there's one I probably have never visited with, but
okay. Well, yeah, these are important folks.
Yes.
in the lives of your children.
Yes.
And the future of Baker
and of the school system.
And the school system.
You want people who are going to do a good job.
Do the best thing for the kids and the school and the city and the county and the world and the future.
And Finland.
Like, we don't even know. Maybe one of these, maybe you would elect a school board director or somebody to serve on the school board, and then one of these kids winds up being president of the United States someday.
That could be.
This could be that important.
That could be.
Okay, carry on.
I'm so going to laugh when that happens. I'm going to say, Vaughn said.
Wow.
And then Safe Talk is a training designed for anyone age 15 or older. The steps learned in Safe Talk have helped participants from all walks of life be alert to situations where suicide thoughts may be present. The cost of training is free, but they are limited to 30 participants. So please RSVP by April 12th to reserve your spot. You can message the Fallon County Mental Health Council on their Facebook page or email FCMENTAL healthcouncil@gmail.com or call Melissa at 406-978-2214. And that's an important thing. So if you can be there, call in and get signed up.
Yes.
The O'Fallon Historical Society annual meeting is scheduled for Sunday, April 23rd at 2 p.m. at the O'Fallon Historical Museum in Baker. New and potential members are welcome. This will serve as their annual meeting for election of officers and adoption of bylaw revisions. Also, listen for further details for the third annual Heritage Fest on Saturday, June 3rd at the museum. They'll celebrate crafts and skills that were practiced every day by those who homesteaded this area. Guests can make their own butter from cream. Did you know that's where butter comes from?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it came from butterflies.
I thought it came from cows. Okay. Or grind your own grain into flour.
Oh, wow.
Lunch served from the original Chuck Reagan, just to name a few plants to tease you with, that are being made for the day, so don't miss out.
Now, Heritage Fest is going to be great.
I know.
Like, it's a fantastic thing. So
got all kinds of stuff. Get to use a washboard. Well, you did in the past.
There's going
to
be a blacksmith. They're not going to let you blacksmith anything, but
no.
You can watch him blacksmith things.
And then whatever he makes can be put somewhere.
In theory, yes.
Yes, at the museum, and you can see the day where it actually was made.
That's right.
And not have to be way back from when.
Yep.
The Southeastern Montana Health Fair, be an attendee in 2023, is scheduled for Wednesday, April 26th in the BHS McGonigal Gymnasium from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Southeastern Montana Health Fair Committee will be offering blood draws and a free will donation breakfast from 6 a.m. to 11. The exhibits and demonstrations will run 6 a.m. to 1. All students from Baker, Plevna, and Marmoth and the public are invited to attend. So please call me at 778-5448 if you have questions or would like to be a part of the health fair.
You know, it's growing on me.
Is
be an attendee.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
And then when you see the logo picture, it is. You'd understand.
Well, you know, like I thought it was like Woody Allen or somebody else that said like 90% of success is just showing up.
It is.
Like that's what life like be an attendee. Right. Like just show up and then you know like at all these different things.
And it's important that you get your health blood work done.
Well, yeah. And for every aspect of life, just be in attendance. And sometimes that's all you need to do in life. I'm there.
Just show up.
I'm just there. That's good. Be an attendee in 2023. The health fair and beyond, man. I am fully on board.
You are.
The be an attendee in 2023 slogan now.
You're full of something.
Oh, yeah. You've like my mindset. I am on board.
See?
I'm drinking your Kool-Aid,
catchy.
Carol.
Well, I'm not serving Kool-Aid, but anyway.
It is catchy. I like it.
It is.
Just show up. Just showing up. That's what life is all about. Just showing up.
There you go. Now everybody's going to show up because you said.
That's right.
Show up. The Lakeview Country Club's open.
Oh!
And it's regular hours, 8 a.m. until close. And so you can begin on, I think for a while there, I thought we'd have to use orange balls to golf with.
To get through the snow?
So you could see them when they land. And the circus is coming to town. I have a date, which is Thursday, May 18th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds. So it's kind of before graduation. So bring your children out for that. There should be more advertising coming on. Mm-hmm. And the Baker Recreation Center swimming lessons are coming. Ooh. So I'm going to tell you now so you can get signed up. So signups begin May 30th with the session starting on June 12th and ending June 23rd. Or there's a second session, which they'll hold the signups on June 26th with the session to begin July 10th and ending July 21st. Contact them at 406-778-3210 for more information. Mm-hmm. It's important that your children can swim.
Yes.
It is. And the 23rd annual Show and Shine Baker Car Show is scheduled by the Classic Car Cruiser Club, and it'll be downtown Baker on Saturday, June 3rd. I know it's early, but get your cars ready. You have to have time to do that.
You got to prep for that.
It'll be in the Bank of Baker parking lot and Prairie Rose Classic starting at 9 a.m. with registration and the actual Show and Shine show at 11 a.m. to 2. For more information, you can contact Rose at 407-978-7673. And we have
a fun thing about that should be mentioned for our listeners from out of town. Same day as Heritage Fest.
It is. So you can take on two things.
Yeah. So like more. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're coming, I mean, that's a day. Like if you're in Dickinson or Finland or wherever.
Finland.
That is the day. Like you want to be in Baker that June 3rd because Heritage Fest,
and
car show, the whole thing. Yeah. Make a whole big day of it. It's going to be an awesome day.
And you can shop our stores.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And go to the
Heritage
Fest.
That's going to be a fantastic day.
Yes.
That is your day to come to Baker.
Welcome to Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And I have information on the Terra Bump and Run.
Ooh.
I know. It's Saturday, June 17th at the Bump and Run track, which is located 12 miles west of Baker, next to the Fallon County Gun Range. Mm-hmm. So make plans for that.
1 p.m.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And I am apparently announcing that now. So.
Oh, you are.
I guess I am.
You're a free guy, so you can.
I don't, you know, I was, I was, we had the play scheduled for that day, and now I guess I'm going to be doing, like, what turned into a day off is suddenly a day of work.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to show up on that Sunday matinee for Joseph and just be, like, ridiculously sunburned.
You can wear sunscreen.
I know.
And you can sit on your umbrella.
I have to take care of myself. I'm a theater star now.
No.
I got to take care
of
myself.
Your character in the main play for the year, can't be sunburned.
Yeah.
Well, if you are, you can't complain about it.
Yeah.
So stay under an umbrella.
I will.
There you go. So talking of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Code, mm-hmm. that's June 9th, 10th, 16th, and the matinee on Sunday on Father's Day, June 16th.
Yes.
18th.
And if you're in the cast, the rehearsals are every Monday. For right now, every Monday at Longfellow School starts at 6 for the kids that are in the cast, and then at 7 for the adults that are in the cast. Like rehearsals are just an hour, so it's not a big deal. And we still we can still use people like kids who want to join the kids chorus and grown-ups who want to join the adult chorus and be other bit players throughout the way. We're not looking for stars anymore. Apparently, they've latched that on me, but.
That's good.
Everybody, I mean, anybody who wants to be involved in this, it's an hour a week, and then you get to be a part of the inaugural, like, Fallon County Community Theater event.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And we've been talking, like, I feel bad because we've been talking Baker Community Theater, but it's Fallon County Community Theater. I mean, plenty of people are involved if they want to come, anybody, if you want to come up from Bowman and be a part of this, they could.
Or Marmouth,
or Miles City, or anywhere.
Or Izmir, or Finland's a little far to commute.
If you can spare an hour a week for rehearsals, you could certainly be a part of this.
That's true.
So, yeah, Fallon County Community Theater.
And then they're going to do some cleanups in Glendive and Baker before that, so that's going to be good.
Yes, and my apologies, I do not have any of this organized at all, so these dates may be all over the place. But Glendive holding their community cleanup a week, that's going to be April 22nd through the 29th. You can get a voucher from the Glendive Chamber of Commerce for the landfill. That voucher is good only during cleanup week. Paint the Town and Wood Rescue, going to be open April 22nd in Glendive, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the landfill waste station for paint cans, plywood, particle board, or bigger pieces of wood. Why would you give up wood, man?
I don't know.
That stuff is...
You should stand outside the gate and sell it.
Yeah.
If you want to get rid of it.
You can call the Glendive Chamber of Commerce for more information on that. Meanwhile, Baker's cleanup days, I'm not 100% sure. They start last week of April, or the last weekend. Last weekend of April.
Which would be the 29th, 30th.
So I'd be like, the 29th of April through, I want to say, the 6th of May. So you get the two Saturdays in there.
Yep. I believe you're right.
Yeah. So that's Baker cleanup days, and that's just the container site's going to be open. Bring your stuff out there.
Start getting your stuff together. Yeah. If you can get it out of the snowbank.
And I think most of the snowbanks are pretty cleaned up.
Yeah, and after today and tomorrow, they should be.
Right? So check that out. Glendive Cleanup Week, 22nd through 29th. Then Baker going to go the 29th through May 6th. You can check that out. What else we've got going on?
We got the Mammo Wammo Golf Tournament.
Whammo!
I know. It's Saturday, June 10th. The Community Art Walk is Saturday, July 15th. Kids Acting Camp. Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st, with a performance on Saturday, July 22nd. And then Baker Crazy Days, Crazy Nights, and a 3-on-3 basketball tourney is Friday, July 21st, and Saturday, July 22nd. And I know there's a bunch of basketball camps and stuff, but I don't have the info on that.
No.
But we'll have it. You'll
get those infos from your coaches and things like that.
Yep. Hopefully. So those are all coming up, so we're going to have a busy summer.
We also, Gulf of Fire Department having a medical benefit supper and auction for Jeremy Schmitz, Gulf of Fire Hall, April 29th. Jeremy recovering from a stroke he had back in January. So that's going to be a meal on that day, 5 to 7. Auction starts at 6. They're going to help with the financial expenses for Jeremy. And we're just going to jump ahead here and see what else we can find. I'm going to go ahead and edit all this out here. Bethany Lutheran Church Pancake Supper, Sunday, April 16th, 5 p.m., free will offering. They'll have the church services at 4, followed by the pancake supper, or pancake jamboree is what I prefer.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds more festive. It sounds more festive. It's a pancake jamboree.
It does.
Like, what are you more willing to, like, if I were to invite you over to my house, like, hey, you want to come over for supper, or you want to come over for a jamboree?
With pancakes?
Yeah.
I'd be on it.
It's a pancake jamboree.
Yeah.
Bethany Lutheran Church, 12 miles south of Rame. So that is going to be April 16th. I see just the random words Easter egg hunt. So there may be an Easter egg hunt associated with that. I don't know.
I would think those would be over after we had a zillion of them this weekend.
You can never have enough Easter
egg hunt. That Easter bunny was busy.
I will tell you what, my daughters were loving the Easter egg hunting so much.
If I threw
some random eggs out in the yard every day, they'd be like, "Yeah!"
And I bet you didn't have to put anything in them either. They're probably excited just picking them up.
They really would. Yeah. Well, no. I feel like they want the candy. Oh. They want the candy that's in there. Okay. That's a part of it. But they were loving that. Mm. Any old time is a good time for an Easter egg hunt, if you ask me. I should also bring up the Montana Nonprofit Association Eastern Montana Leadership Summit is going to be in Miles City on April 26th. And that's kind of an all-day event. It goes 9 a.m. through, I want to say, noon. If you want more details, you can check out, you can give me a call at Smart, actually. If you'd like to go to that, I think it's a cool thing, especially if you're a nonprofit organization in Eastern Montana. But any old leader is welcome.
Any old leader,
is welcome to attend that.
Or young leader,
exactly. or young leader, but you should mark that down. If you want more information on that leadership summit in Miles City, you can get a hold of me at smart at 406-778-2020, or you can email smartdev@midrivers.com.
D-E-V.
As in development.
I get it.
As in development. I don't think that I have anything else.
Okay, then. The chamber meeting is always the first Thursday of the month. The next one is scheduled for May 4th. I do not have the venue yet, but we will get that for you if you want to attend. You should come to chamber meetings and find out what we do, what Baker's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, the chamber, the last meeting was very fun and exciting. We had lots of stuff we were talking about.
We had some new people there and some fun stuff going on. Yeah. And we found out information on the bump and run.
Yeah, that's right.
See, we may not have gotten that.
And you know what, like, what else is neat? The mayor is always there to do an update on things going on with the city. So that's always cool. I'm always there doing updates on SMART and AMITA. So you hear some updates from some local organizations too. So it's more than just like sitting through like chamber business. So you get updates on just what the whole city and what the business and what the churches are doing, what the business communities are doing.
We have a lot of organizations in Baker. So
it's a cool it's a cool thing. So you should be there for the chamber meeting.
And if you want to put a scheduled event on the Talk Around Town, you can email your info to KFLN@midrivers.com or give me a call at 406-778-2261. And if I'm not home, you can leave me a message.
Yep. You can also get a hold of me at SMART.
Yes.
Or message me on Facebook.
Yep.
Apparently everybody is doing that now.
That's good. Yeah. Good way to get information out.
I'm going to be starting about 87 different podcasts, I think, this coming week. So stay tuned for that.
That's awesome.
But
it'll be good.
Yeah, so there we go. All this great stuff coming up.
You can't say you didn't know about stuff. There's
exactly.
So many ways to find out.
That's right.
Especially if you listen to the Talk Around Town on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Or online at radiobaker.com. Mm-hmm. It's the Talk Around Town. Anything else you want to add?
I'm good.
Okay, big finish.
I'm good.
That's not a big finish.
Okay.
It's the Talk Around Town presented by the Bank of Baker.
Okay, that's good.
All right.